Hello, my name is Ivan. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problem facing our nation, state and local communities. Are you already registered to vote?
Yeah, I'm registered.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And in what state did you register to vote, sir?
Georgia.
Georgia. Wonderful. Thank you so much. May I know in what year did you born?
1996.
1996. Thank you so much. I know it is a long way off for elections, right? But what are the chances that you will vote in November elections for president, Congress, or other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? You will probably vote,
yes.
Or are the chances
50%?
100%. Thank you so much. And if you have to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now, in your own words?
Maybe not sure. Maybe
it can be anything.
The economy in general.
The economy. Oh, okay, perfect. Yeah. The economy in general. Thank you so much. Well, and also, now, thinking about the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or like many people, did you skip that one?
You said, did I vote Republican or what was the other one?
Yeah, Democrat? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump or like any other people that they just skipped to vote?
No, definitely not Joe Biden.
Not Joe Biden, and but I mean, was it different? Just a different person did you vote for? Okay,
yeah, probably Trump.
Trump. Okay, thank you so much. I mean, it's just for your opinion. Thank you for that. And thinking again about this November election, if the elections for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, or Green Party candidate Jill Stein? Or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
For sure, Trump.
Trump. Okay, thank you so much. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options, right? Regardless of who you were planning to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using like in a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there's no chances for you to vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. For Joe Biden, how you will score from 0 to 100?
Probably 0.
0. Okay, thank you. And for Trump, for Donald Trump?
Maybe a 50.
50. Okay, thank you for that. Appreciate your opinion. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for Democratic candidate or Republican candidate in your district?
Republican.
Republican. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and Republican Party?
Donald Trump, for sure.
Donald Trump. So it'd be somewhat more trust in him or... Much more. Thank you. Well, please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly disagree of each of the following statements. If President Biden should prioritize working permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure, you know, on the cities and states experiencing an increase of arrivals and vulnerable migrants, you would strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
You said if he was...
If Joe Biden should prioritize work permits, like work permits and temporary protections for the undocumented immigrants?
Disagree.
Disagree. So it would be someone disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Someone disagrees. Okay, thank you. What about if President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants, right, for being targeted and deportations, raids? How do you feel about that one?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. And if President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you so much. And if President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens, right? What would you say about that one?
Strongly agree.
Thank you for your opinion on that. See, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kind of immigrants. For each of them, tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. If President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living in and working in the United States for over 10 years.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you so much. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check, cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, or other dangerous conditions, right?
Strongly agree.
Thank you for that, sir. See, if President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, right, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers, what would you say about that one?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. And if President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and they are married to an American citizen?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. I mean, opinion always counts, as I was saying. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 elections, right? If a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to an American citizen, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you so much. That'll be somewhat more likely. See, this one says much more likely, somewhat more likely, or somewhat less likely. Okay, perfect. Thank you. So it will be somewhat more likely. If a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure in the cities and states experiencing an increase of the arrivals and vulnerable migrants, that would be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. And if a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States over a decade, are protected from deportation, what would you think about that one?
Somewhat agree.
More likely, yeah. Thank you. And if a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to an American citizen, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation, what would you say these cases?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. And if a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
Much more likely, thank you. And if a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, and they are protected from deportation?
Much more likely.
Much more likely, thank you. And if a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their countries, to their home countries, due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy?
Much more likely.
Much more likely. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all your patience, sir. We're almost done with this. Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following statements. If Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, right? So they can kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. It would be very concerned for you, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. Thank you. What about if Donald Trump and Republicans are use racist stereotypes, about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities? That would be very concerned for you, somewhat concerned, little or not at all?
Little
concerned. Thank you. And if Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they won, how you feel about that one?
Concerned, more concerned.
Very concerned. Thank you, thank you. And if Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants, that would be very concerned for you, somewhat, little, or not at all?
A little.
A little. Thank you, thank you. And if Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade, what would you feel? It will be that very concerned for you?
Little.
Somewhat? Little. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your opinion on this one, sir. See, I'm going to read you real quick different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like to for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, right? Even if neither is exactly right. Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. And Donald Trump says we must shut down borders and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been living in the country. Which approach comes closest to your own view? Biden or Trump?
Yeah, I would say neither or.
Neither or. Okay, thank you. Thank you for that, sir. Wonderful. See, and after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Probably Republican Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Thank you. Thank you. As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or this country without papers?
Yeah, many people.
Many people. Okay, will be would you say like a friend, coworker, I don't know, acquaintance, or prefer
I
not to specify?
Unspecified.
You prefer not to specify. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
It's just part of the question. Thank you, appreciate it. Okay, well, in a typical week, do you see any of the following sources to get your news and information, like the way you inform yourself through Instagram or Spanish language radio programs, MSNBC, CNN, TikTok, Univision, Facebook, WhatsApp?
Maybe either Facebook or Google.
Facebook or Google. Okay, we'll be focusing on YouTube. We have YouTube. We don't have Google here, just Facebook. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for that. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for the statistical purposes, right? From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Like Mexico.
Mexico. Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate it, sir. And were you born in the States, the mainland, or in Mexico, or any other country?
Natural born citizen.
Okay, thank you so much. Were you either of your parents born in Mexico or any other country? Or in the States, I'm sorry?
Yes. Just from Mexico.
Just from Mexico. Thank you so much. Okay, 1 second, please. And what language do you primarily speak in your home?
German.
German? Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
I will put whatever you say because this is an open opinion, right? Okay, thank you so much. And see, generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or Republican or what?
I'll say more of a moderate.
Moderate.
In the middle. Yeah.
In the middle, okay. Well, like independent.
Yeah, but sometimes I tend to fall more Republican, but I don't agree with, you know, other side for the most part.
Okay. Well, you would like to state as independent here for me to record it that way or Republican?
Just Republican.
Republican, thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Not very strong.
Not very strong, thank you. And thinking in political terms, you say you are moderate, right? Because this one says, would you say that you're liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Say that one more time, sorry.
Okay, thinking in political terms, would you say you are in liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I would say conservative.
Conservative, thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir?
Associate's degree.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. And what is your religion, if it's any, right?
What is my what, sorry?
Your religion.
My religion?
Yeah, religion, yeah.
Oh, Christianity.
Christianity, thank you so much. And finally, is cycling for verification purposes by my supervisor. Can I have just your first name, sir?
My first name is Chris.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chris. Appreciate it, sir. Well, actually, thank you for your time and your interest in participating in this, you know, in this survey. As a follow-up search and study, participants are searched are compensated. If their time is sharing on their opinions and more in deep and open-ended way, right? But are you able to or be interested on a follow-up search and study the way we might can contact you in the future, sir?
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine? Okay, perfect. This concludes the service, sir. Thank you very much for your participation. remember that the opinion is very important, as I was telling you at the beginning, and it counts also right at the end. And that's the purpose of this, right? That's why we are doing this right now. I also wish you a wonderful rest of the day today, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you. Goodbye, sir.
Bye.